D didn't stop walking until he reached the black 10-foot sphere that loomed near the center of the clearing. The lustrous sheen of its surface as it reflected the sunlight told him it was metallic. The stone walls and rounded columns scattered around it, as well as the remnants of a well, made it plain that the whole clearing was the remains of something belonging to the nobility, the ruins of Castle Macula. 6 days earlier, a powerful quake had struck the region, causing extensive damage. The ground had subsided, and there had been a rash of landslides, but the torrential rains 5 days ago were the final blow. The mountainside crumbled, muddy torrents coursed over it, and the clearing that at first had been little more than a cramped depression grew to over 10 times its former size. And it was 4 days ago that a piece of history that had been kept hidden by those thousands of tons of earth and stone was discovered. The black sphere before the hunter. That was how it all started. 24 hours was all it took for word to spread from one member of the town's hall damage assessment team to the entire village of Satori, and then to travelers and merchants. A remnant from the nobility, and in superb condition. Bolstered in part by the object's somehow humorous form, those who worked up enough courage to go over and touch it or bang on it were unharmed, and that only spurred on the commotion. Villagers had swung mattocks and pickaxes at it, and the blacksmith had pit it first in acetylene torch and then a laser cutter against it, but nothing had even scratched the sphere. It could be struck by a 100,000-degree beam 1 second, yet to be cooled to the touch a second later, glistening in the sunlight. It took no time at all for people's thoughts to go from, "What's it made of?" to, "What's it for?" before winding up at, "Is there something inside?" There was a reason for their feverish desire. Castles and ruins from the nobility could easily be found anywhere on the frontier. The northern frontier was particularly thick with them, and the artifacts discovered there were purchased either by the government in the capital or by local dilettantes for considerable sums of money, making communities and individuals quite rich. When signet rings, swords, clothing, sculptures, portraits, and the like would change hands for hundreds of millions of dollars, the villagers were forced to defend their interests.